Business Bureau.
Standoff ends. Another continues on the Hill. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney captaining this ship called America Tonight. Boy, we have some interesting things to jam to in this hour of the show. Let's start with politics since I brought it up. Why not? Jim Budding, the senator from Kentucky, we were talking about him yesterday and the fact that he decided, screw it, enough money spent, I'm going to take a stand. And he said he was concerned that the $10 billion, you remember, the $10 billion that was going toward unemployment was money that could not and should not be used because of the direction we're headed in with deficits. So the senator has now agreed to a deal that ended that standoff, which caused all those federal furloughs, started on Monday, and threatened the unemployment benefits of hundreds of thousands of people, pretty much. He was trying to make the point. He requested a vote on an amendment that would have paid for the cost of the package. But you go through the red tape, the procedural motion to take up the amendment failed pretty heartily, 43 to 53 in that sense. So the temporary extension of benefits flew through, 78 to 19. I applaud him for making the stand that he made, but you knew that that was going to go. I mean, you just knew that was going to go away. There's no way that was going to stand with so many people up for reelection. And the transportation department saying that, 2,000 or so workers who were furloughed with the lapse of the bucks for the highway funding, they're going to all come back. But they were furious for people that were starting to hold protests. And it's just been, two days. So now that whole thing changes. And the budget stopgap measure is what it is, passes after he drops the objection. There's still plenty of objection when it comes to Obama's health care reform. And there's two sides to this story. I think we know it pretty well, the Democrats and the Republicans. Here was Senator Harry Reid's take earlier on the day.
It's interesting. The person that's caused all the trouble for the Republicans is now out there lecturing the country on PAYGO. Something he didn't vote for. He's lecturing the country on deficits. He wasn't too worried about us during the 8 years of the Bush administration when two wars were unpaid for, all these tax cuts, the tune of trillions of dollars. And it's interesting, he voted against establishing a debt commission. So his pleas are without any foundation of fact.
I know what you're asking me about. What I'm telling you is we're in the process of working this out. We're in the process of working this out, and hopefully it'll be resolved in the near future. Are there any questions on any other subject?
We're in a position now where the Republicans have stopped the American people from getting long-term benefits. I mean, getting employment for people who are long employed. And they could stop that in a second, and we're willing to give them a vote. They want to vote. That's the American way.
I want to assure our Democratic friends that if they are somehow able to pass this bill in the House, it will be the issue in every race in America.
They have followed now for a year and a half a strategy of blocking everything. They've gone too far. They've gone too far in blocking these unemployment benefits.
We're working on this, and we believe we can reach a consent agreement that will allow some amendments and allow us to approve the short-term measure and move ahead. And I think we'll be able to announce something hopefully in the near future.
All right, so you got the yin and the yang of it. We threw them both in there. The other voice you heard was very familiar, Senator Mitch McConnell, obviously the opposite side, as I said. There's your standoff there. Man, Harry Reid to me sounded like he was lost in the sauce a little bit at the beginning, and he's getting pummeled in the polls. It looks like he's going to have a tough time in his reelection bid in Nevada. And certainly you heard what McConnell said there, and I agree with him. No matter how you look at this issue, come time, midterm elections, come time for people that want their seats back and those who will take their places, boy, I think you're going to see a lot of change. You know, Barack Obama, that was his slogan about it's time for the change, time for a change. that matters, well, I think you'll see a big fat change. And you know, I'm not brilliant going out on that limb and saying that. It's just obvious. You can feel that mood across the nation. So it's interesting. The president still trying to rally around the idea of bipartisanship. He's actually embraced a handful of Republican health care ideas. He wanted to make sure that was known on Tuesday. And of course, the idea behind this is to get the votes of Democrats who are a little bit more worried, more concerned about having too much of a partisan approach, feeling like it's going to be the death knell for them, you know, talking about those midterm elections. And specifically, he said he might include four Republican-sponsored ideas in the plan, even though virtually not one person, nada, in Congress or the White House thinks it will procure a single Republican vote. And I would completely agree with that. The little pieces of cheese they're throwing out are not enough to change minds, because it's quite clear that what's out there now, what's on paper, even with a few tweaks here and there, won't float with anybody on the GOP side of the aisle. So on Wednesday, the president is going to actually lay all these details out in his proposal and then ask Congress to enact it. I mean, this is the game plan now. Boom, let's just go for it. Obama is expected to go over why changing the system, the healthcare system, is so important. And again, trying to sell what his plan would mean to families and to businesses. Also, he's going to talk about those ideas that the Republicans like that he wants put into the plans. So here we go again with a little legislative lecture right here from the top. All of you know this. It takes 60 votes to halt a filibuster, and the Democrats can count on only 59 in the 100-member Senate. The push is definitely on to make this go through as swiftly as possible, to make this happen, to make healthcare reform a real deal. Because for Obama, as I said, you know, this has been his thing from the beginning, especially now. If you go back to the summer, there was so much push for this that what he's going to incorporate are all the things that we've talked about on this show, the malpractice lawsuits, because you have problems there and you have a lot of doctors that are dipping out with ridiculous lawsuits in some cases. I mean, you could argue the other side, you don't want there to be none of that, because certainly there are doctors that screw up and should be taken to the wall and probably sued. But that'll be one of the things that he'll throw out. Also, the fraud and the waste in Medicare and Medicaid, that's obvious, and everybody talks about that, and that'll be in there. But will it be enough to push it through to somehow change a mind or two? That's the key question here. And I don't think so. I don't think so. We'll see. This is a big, 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 big deal for Obama. This is like a last stand early on in this administration. Because remember, they're playing for two, no matter what's said. They're playing for another term as president. So this would really blow up in his face, no question. Coming up on the flip side, some interesting information that could get you off your rear end. You know how people always tell you all these platitudes and tell you you should do this, and oh, you could be a millionaire, and oh, geez, you should write a book, and oh, you could run a company. And then you think, well, yeah, I probably could, but you never actually do it. There's something that stops you. We're going to talk about that next. We have a way to fix this, or at least one guy does. That's coming up on America Tonight.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your requests to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hey, so here's the deal. Kind of like Senator Bunning and, you know, the fact that he thought he was going to stick everybody up when he went on his one-man deal, which I understand what he was doing, right? We talked about that at the beginning, the standoff. Well, he got unstuck, but this is a different thing. And from politics to what you're doing in your own personal life, you ever feel like you were just flat out stuck? I think everybody has felt that way. I have definitely felt that way, whether it's a career thing, whatever it is, something personal with maybe smoking, trying to quit smoking. Our own president is trying to quit smoking, and he's obviously not done such a fabulous job of that. He was just lectured about smoking in his physical that he recently took and passed with flying colors, except for the smoking, and he had to cut down on the alcohol, make it a little bit more moderate. So Matt Casalotto joins us, and he's a guy who's got some serious skins on the wall. He knows about politics too. He's a former aide to U.S. Congressman Leon Panetta and House Speaker Jim Wright. And he's also done a slew of other things as far as speech writing and communications for a bunch of huge companies that many of you know. And so he knows about this. He knows about how to get supercharged, how to make yourself move forward, I guess is the way to put it. And he's got a couple of interesting secrets I think he's going to help us with here. The six axioms of personal empowerment is one of the things that we're going to talk about. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Hi, Kate. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I just said you know all about politics since you were knee-deep in it at one point. So
that's right. Well, that's another show, but we could go there.
It is another show, isn't it? Oh, I think it's an off-air show, too. Boy, we could share stories. Talk about – there is this thing, and obviously you've seen it. People do – I think people – I mean, this is me just throwing out a number, but I would say even some really successful people I've come across in my life – I'd say I've seen people, maybe 85% of the people I've come across have been stuck at some point.
Oh, I think that's probably an underestimate. Mm. Everybody at one point or another has felt like they're not reaching their potential. They maybe set a goal, they can't reach it. Now we're in March. We're just past the time when everybody has set a New Year's resolution or two and then given up on them. Now it's only March, but a lot of people have given up their New Year's resolution. So the feeling of maybe feeling stuck and feeling like you can't really make a change that you want to make is probably universal. When I give talks or I get on the radio and I talk about this, I usually get the response that almost everybody feels like they just haven't reached their potential in life for whatever reason. So there's a gap. I talk about a gap between your performance and your potential. And that's really what is getting stuck and getting unstuck is all about, reaching your potential, reaching goals. And so we can talk tonight a little bit about how people can get unstuck and understand how they operate, how their mind and their habits operate. So if we could start with...
Yeah, let's do that. How do you start? How do you say, okay, I know I keep saying about I'm going to start this diet tomorrow, or I'm going to get a better gig or whatever it is. How do you start? Right. What's the first thing you do?
Well, I think the first thing is to understand our personal operating system, I call it, our habit force that really functions as our personal operating. It's like a software, and we can program it, and it's been programmed already. That's the thing we need to understand. So the first step is to understand the instrument that we're operating with. And if we don't understand the instrument, we're not going to be able to fix it. We're not going to be able to get it started. We can't jumpstart what we don't understand. So let me go through the six axioms maybe really quickly, and then we can perhaps, you know, latch on to one or two of them, you know, in the time we have.
Sure.
So the first axiom of personal empowerment, I think people need to understand, and I need to understand, and you need to, and everybody, is that we are what we repeatedly do. And this comes from Aristotle, and the rest of the sentence, he goes on to say that excellence is not an act, it's a habit. So Aristotle understood the power of habits, and that's important to understand. It's the power of habit force, as I call it, the force of habit. Mm. And once you understand that, that's the first axiom, then you start to begin at least to understand what the instrument is that we're dealing with, this this habit force. Now, the next axiom that will help people is to understand this, that habit force can either work for you or against you. It's neutral. It's like gravity. It's just there. It's not good or bad. If you happen to program your habit force so it works for you, terrific. If it doesn't work for you and you feel stuck and you can't accomplish goals, then you need to reprogram it. So it can either work for you or against you. That's just a truism. That's what the axiom means. It's just mm-hmm. something that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So it can work for you or against you. The third axiom is that you have a choice. You can reprogram your habit force. And that's a very empowering thought. A lot of people think, well, gee, I just can't change. Well, you do have a choice. And you can reprogram it. We can go into more detail later, but let me just kind of run through these. The fourth one, and this is really critical, is you can't change what you don't realize.
Mm.
So you can't make a change if you don't realize that this is what's happening. And then, you know, if we had more time, we'd talk about the actual habits of failure and success. I don't think we'll be able to get into all of those, but you can't change what you don't realize. So you have to become self-aware. And if you say, what is the first step? You have to become self-aware. The fifth axiom of personal empowerment is that it takes a habit to replace a habit. So, and this is critical. People want to change, but they don't realize they're stuck in a certain habit, and they really can't get to the next habit until they realize that. So they have to, it takes a habit to replace a habit. And the sixth axiom is that we become what we think about. We become what we think about. This is a truism that comes from Earl Nightingale, that comes from the Bible, it comes from all kinds of places, Buddhism. We become what we think about. Our thoughts determine our future. So if you're going to make a change, you have to monitor your thoughts. And what I mean by that is it's that little voice that we all have that we have to bubble up to conscious awareness. We have to listen to what we're saying. So if you want to, let's go back to setting a goal. If you want to quit smoking, but that little voice is saying, I can't do this. That little tiny voice is saying, why are you even bothering? You tried this before. You can't do it. You know, if the voice is telling you you can't do it, you're not going to succeed.
Yeah.
So you have to become aware of that little voice that says you can't do something. So those are the six axioms. And then, you know, if you become aware of how that operates and how that controls you, like a software program or a personal operating system, then you have a chance to break it. You have a chance to reprogram your habit force. And that's when they go into the different habits of failure and success.
And and I understand what you're saying when you talk about one of the axioms. It's like you become what you think about. People always poo-poo that, like, oh, that's just, you know, that's like that book. If you just think it will happen. You think you're going to find a parking space or whatever. But
The Secret.
The Secret, yes. I knew you knew that. But it is true, isn't it? Because if you think everything negative and crappy is going to happen to you, or you keep thinking you're not going to get a promotion or this isn't going to happen, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's exactly the phrase I was going to use. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And many of us are locked in that self-fulfilling prophecy. And if we went into each of the habits, I sort of go through that. But one of the habits, the E in failure, I have these two acronyms. The E in failure, if you think of how the word failure is spelt with an E at the end, the seventh letter, I call that embracing the dark side. The E stands for embracing the dark side. And that is doubt and fear and worry and all the negative emotions that people have. If you get stuck into that area, you're not going to be able to break out of the patterns and achieve what you want to achieve. So when we talk about taking a first step, and we talk about, let's say, New Year's resolutions and setting, it's very important to set goals.
Right.
But what happens is people don't understand that, you know, too often setting a goal is like trying to stretch a rubber band a little bit. But unless you break these patterns I'm talking about, the rubber band always goes back, you know, to where it started.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. People are very, very comfortable. We all are with who we are. We all have a lot of habits, a lot of ways of thinking, a lot of mindsets and behavior patterns. That's what gets us through the day. We are who we are. We get up in the morning. If we didn't have habits, we wouldn't function.
Right.
Most of us are pretty functional, right? So habits are really good. But it's sort of like tweaking it, reprogramming a little bit so that you can actually achieve what you want to achieve. Break that rubber band.
Yeah,
so it doesn't snap back.
So well said about the rubber band, because that's true. I mean, I think everybody falls into that. Matt, we barely scratched the surface. We will definitely have you back on again. Would you join us again and go deeper into this?
I'd love to. Can you mention I've got this book?
Yeah, we've got a book.
The Real F Word. People can read about it.
Right, you can read about it. You can go to ovations.com, too, as well. Thank you, Matt.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes, she'll turn her music on you, you won't have to think twice, she's pure as New York snow, she's got Betty Davis eyes. Ease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes.
All right, so here's the thing. I think Matt Casalotto, he needs to be an advisor in the Obama administration. Because unfortunately, they are very stuck on a few things that we keep talking about here on America Tonight. And the name of his book is, by the way, because we skedaddled out of there, is The Real F Word. That's a clever title, The Real F Word. But he knows all about the political game, as you heard me mention his background. And I thought it'd be fun to have him on because can't we all relate to that whole habit thing? Man, it is tough. I don't care what it is. If it's a smoking thing, if it's some other habit, something you do too much, you know, too much couch potato stuff or whatever. All you guys know what I'm saying. It is so tough to break it. And they say men have a harder time than women, but I don't believe that. I think it's not a gender thing. I don't know, Matt, you're not even 30 yet, but you know about habits. Do you think it's easier for women to change than men? He's silent. He's like, what are you doing to me?
Sorry, I got people calling me on the phone here. What were you saying? Women and men? Am I going to get trapped in a bird's nest here?
Yeah, I was talking to the Matt Casalotto. We had him on the show, right. And you know, you heard what he was saying about the habit thing. It makes sense. I think he needs to go and help the Obama administration. But do you think they say it's easier for a woman to change than a man? But do you think that's true? Think of your dad and your mother.
Yeah. They're bugging the crap out of my sister in San Diego right now.
So is your dad really stubborn, no way, set in his ways? He just, that's it?
With some things, I say my mom's probably, I don't know. Man, that's hard. My dad's definitely more stubborn when it comes to new purchases and the money. But then as far as doing things around the house and whatnot, that falls under my mom's wing.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
I don't know. Maybe, oh, man, this is hard. I think my mom always likes doing things a certain way, her way, but then my dad always has, like, a procedure for everything, and this is how things should be. So I guess maybe my dad's more of the one who's set in his ways.
There you go. So that goes to the male side. I think the habit thing can be anybody. I think anybody can change something. It's just the, I think he's right. I think you just have to do it. You just have to keep rolling down the highway thinking you can change it, you can change it, you can change it. Hey, one thing we can't change, I don't know about all of you listening or not, is Saturday a big day? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you don't even like getting your mail because it's always bills or like crappy spam, but real spam. Nothing significant. The days of getting the cool card from the aunt or, you know, grandma sends you something or somebody sends you some cool postcard from some place that you'd love to be and you're, you know, jealous. Those days are kind of over. A lot of people don't mail things anymore, but the post office is in trouble. So they're pushing to drop Saturday delivery and they're also going to do a rate increase because they got a $7 billion loss hanging over the head of the post office. So if they don't do something, they're talking about $238 billion over 10 years. Whew. You know, I think of the first post office. You know where the first post office was? And you can still go there today? It's in Philadelphia. You can get something stamped with the old postal thing on it. What would they have thought of how this system has grown up and now how it's falling apart? And I think part of the reason is because people are mailing less things. Everybody relied on the post office, and then you got all these other services who could do it bigger, better, faster, or say they could. And the post office got lost in the dust, and everybody's getting away from paper communications. It's more about electronic communications. I mean, even cards and stuff. People send you the cards or e-vites and all that. Stuff that you used to get in the mail, you don't get. So the number of items, they call it items, letters, whatever, handled by the post office fell from $213 billion in 2006 to $177 billion last year. Wow. And volume there is expected to shrink to $150 billion by 2020. Well, I bet you there's not going to be any Saturday service. Less of a walk to the mailbox to collect those bills. I still like a magazine, though. I still like to read a magazine. I don't know about the whole Kindle thing and everything, but I want to see everything on a computer. I like to read a magazine. I like to read a book. So I'm old school when it goes to that. And I don't see myself going up to the whole Kindle thing. I get it. I get that it's cool and people like it, but I'm sick of staring at a screen all the time. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Sam, how about you? Are you old school? Do you like to read books and magazines and newspapers, or do you do everything by the computer?
Since I delivered newspapers for 10 years and my sister and brother-in-law own a secondhand bookstore downtown, I like to read.
Oh, but how's their bookstore doing? That's cool. Secondhand bookstore?
Because it's also right near, it's not too far away from a junior college near the old forum. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Uh-huh.
And also, they got a lot of university students, too, because, you know, they have to read certain books. So it's doing not too bad. And they also sell comics and sports trading cards as well. In fact, when the Canadians used to play at the old forum, some of the players would come in and see how much their cards were worth.
Really?
Yeah, and every so often, there were some players who would want to take the cards, and then my brother-in-law would go, excuse me, you owe me so much money. So the player would go, don't you know who I am? My brother would go, yeah, so? You mentioned about Saturday delivery in the States.
Yeah.
In Canada, we haven't had Saturday delivery in about 40 years, and I don't miss it.
So you just Monday through Friday for the mail, that's it, and nothing on the weekend.
Right.
And so obviously they're not going broke. Well, you are in other ways, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the funny part is, I mean, like, in New York City, you know, they have a big Orthodox Jewish community, you know, a lot of Orthodox Jews there, and some of them do work for the Postal Service. So the advantage would be is, oh, good, that means I don't have to worry about, you know, I can't work Saturdays, you know, that type of thing. If they get rid of it, it would be a relief to them, you know, sort of throw religion in, you know, sort of throw religion into that. But,
right, right.
But, I mean...
But no Saturday delivery, no problem, so you've never had it.
Right, and yeah. same thing if a Jewish holiday falls on a Saturday as well, so...
Yeah.
You know, but what's happening here also in Canada is that anytime they build a new housing project, instead of having the mailman go to everyone's house, they have, like, mini mailboxes at the corner, and he opens them and puts them in there, and people have to go out and get the mail. Some people don't mind it, but other people, I mean, especially if it's minus 50 out, you have to go out and trek just to get, you know, like a piece of junk mail and stuff like that.
Wow, so you're saying, like, houses up and down the street, like at the end of our block, we would
right.
have a big mailbox thing, so it wouldn't be right in front of every one of our houses.
Right, but I still get mine delivered the old-fashioned way.
Wow.
Damn it.
Oh, that would be, I don't know, I don't think I would like that either, because that's like living in an apartment. When you're in the apartment, you expect that. That's how the wall of mailboxes or whatever, but when
yeah,
you're in a house...
Yeah, but no, I live in a basement of a duplex.
Yeah.
So I get mine, like I said, the old-fashioned way. So
yeah.
The way I say damage is that most of the time, like you said, it's usually like bills.
Yeah, because people just don't communicate that way anymore. It's
right.
It's rare. It's I mean, sometimes,
yeah.
But, you know, ask people about Hanukkah cards or Christmas cards or
right.
any of that kind of stuff, and they'll tell you'd hardly get any.
Right, and you were talking about, and you were talking to your technician earlier from Minnesota, my condolences. I had to bring that in, sorry. You were mentioning about people changing. Since I've been going out with Julie, in certain things I have changed. You know,
you mean
only,
habits, like habits that you
yeah.
just changed it for her.
Right. It's only, you know, she's turning me into something I thought I couldn't be. Normal.
But that's, well then that's, she's turning you into somebody normal, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well then that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
And you credit her with that because, I don't know why, because you're now more concerned about how you feel, how you look, what you're doing, that kind of stuff?
Right, and how my apartment looks, because for a time I used to live like Oscar Madison. Remember the old...
Oh, yes.
Well, not as bad.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was like I used to pick up my laundry from the floor once a week.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I actually have a girlfriend who's that way, and she's single, and she lives in Florida, and
yeah.
I keep telling her, look, any guy I know is not, the Oscar Madison equivalent for a female is not good. A guy can get away with it, but I don't think
right.
a woman can get away with it as easy.
No way, Jose. And, of course, her royal pain in the butt, because
mm-hmm.
Passover is in 4 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her royal pain in the butt is
mm-hmm.
every year always make second Seder at their house, you know, caters it, has, you know, food service the whole nine yards. She said, okay, yeah, Julie, you and your parents and your daughters can come, but he can't. So you know what Julie and her parents said? He can't. We're not.
Wow, so you just have your own Seder dinner.
No, actually, we called my brother, and my brother said, sure. And it's perfect because her father's a retired, what you would call in the States, a CPA.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Canada, he'd be called a CGA, Certified General Accountant. So it's perfect. So Julie's father and my brother will talk to, you know, accountingese, and we're looking at the table like, here, we're story about the Jews, and they're talking like, is this a deduction? Is that a deduction?
There's a good joke in there, but we just, neither one of us have hit on it quick
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Sam, thanks for sharing. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, tomorrow, Tread Deadline Day.
That's right. We'll talk about what happens there. Coming up on the flip side, the debate about the handgun when it comes to Chicago and lifting a 28-year-old ban. The Supremes have it in their laps. We'll talk about it next.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, it seems like this hour, somehow we have managed to mix in habits and getting rid of bad habits. I guess that's part of our conversation with Matt Casalotta, who was talking about, you know, what that whole thing, what we repeatedly do, that habit force deal, which is neutral, but it really applies to politics. And you heard Sam there say in his life, the positive change, the habit thing, and then we got into the gender deal. Well, speaking of the gender deal and politics, quickly, Governor Rick Perry easily wins the Republican nomination for Texas governor, one of our biggest states, of course. It was a heated primary. There was a big anti-Washington, I think, mood among many of the folks and voters. So there was no way. I didn't understand why Kay Bailey Hutchinson actually ran in the first place, since she's popular. And she, you know, she's always in there, always in there. People vote her in, vote her in, vote her in. But she and people, I think some of the people around her really felt like she could be the one that gave him the loss in of his public life for the first time. But there's no way. I mean, you have to remember, Perry turned down money from Washington, and he really pushed that whole forget Washington and small government thing. And that is completely how a lot of Texans feel. That's the habit here, and that's the habit that really has stuck. And he wins it, she steps away. He's got it and moves on from there. Now, nearly one in five voters cast ballots for a third candidate, Deborah Medina, and she was a Republican Party activist who was backed by some in the state's in Texas's Tea Party movement. She got a little bit of money, and she suffered a huge setback in the eyes of some people when she was on Glenn Beck's show, and she said there were some very good arguments that the U.S. was involved in the 2001 terrorist attacks. And she still, though, even with that, because that was a black eye for a lot of people that were going to vote for her who thought she went off on the deep end there, even though I don't think, and honestly, I don't think she totally meant what she said. She's talking about she was talking about that there were some things that she didn't believe in, some of the information from 9/11, the way it came out. It didn't really come out right with Glenn Beck. So she still managed to win over a bunch of voters who might have sided with a deeply, deeply conservative and popular Perry. So I guess that's pretty big if it's one in five. I didn't think that Perry would get defeated, though. He's been the longest serving in Texas, the longest serving governor. He had 51% of the vote compared to Hutchinson's 31% with more than three-fourths of the precincts reporting. So now he goes up against a popular Houston mayor, a guy named Bill White, and we'll see from there. But I'd be surprised if he were pushed out. I would be stunned by that. Hey, speaking of being pushed out, and I know this goes to the spouse's side of politics, but it's worth mentioning. I mean, how many times he was just such an easy target. How easy was it to beat up Governor Stanford from last year with all the I'm on the Appalachian Trail thing, and then he's fooling around, and he's actually in South America. You know, it was just an endless stream of, I don't know who the PR people were around him, but of gaffes every single time you turned around. So anyway, the wife of the governor of South Carolina called it quits and filed for that divorce and talks about that separation because everybody wants a piece of this family and what's going on here and the unraveling of it and all that sort of stuff and what changed her mind. And here's what she had to say today.
I continue to believe that sons are a gift from the Lord and children a reward from Him, as it says in Psalm 127. And Mark and I will continue to work amicably to raise our children to be young men of character and to be the best they can be. I thank you for your patience and your kindness, and I respectfully appreciate that you are here instead of at the end of my driveway. My conversations with my children are private. You know, today is the end of a 20-year marriage. As I said before, it's not cause for celebration. But it's the beginning of a new chapter for me and for our children, and hopefully for some healing in a new form. Our family will be in a different shape, but no reason in the world why we can't raise our boys to be the best they can be. I expect to stay in South Carolina right on Sullivan's Island.
You got to love what she said there. Did you catch the part where she said in the beginning, and it's hard because there's a lot of people, she was in a hallway when they were all blasting her. She said, oh, I want to thank you for being here instead of my driveway. And she did, you know, she said the right things. You got to give her credit because she really could have blasted him and she didn't do that. And there was no question after he said that she was the soulmate, the woman in South America was the soulmate and all this stuff and all those emails became public. You thought it was going to be pretty tenuous for them to hang on. And she's right. It's not a cause for celebration. It's a divorce and they've got four kids. So bravo to her for making that statement and just dispatching of the paparazzi, if you will, because they were really hounding her for months. Big deal with the Supreme Court. We've been talking about it a lot. The Supreme Court has already hinted that they're going to strike down the U.S. city's outright ban on handguns. We're talking about Chicago and a 28-year ban that they've had. That's a ruling that could establish a nationwide ownership right, which is, of course, the big push by so many who believe in the Second Amendment. I'm one of them. The justices indicated less severe limits could survive, but there's probably going to be a lot of tug of war still over the right to keep and bear arms. What happened here with the Chicago, and there's four different people who were part of this, part of what was presented before the Supreme Court, They want handguns for protections in their homes. They're asking the court to extend a decision, if you remember, 2008 decision in support of gun rights in Washington, D.C., to state and local laws. So the ruling would establish pretty much a right that has been the subject, for as long as I can remember, debate for decades over the right to bear arms. And it also would continue to push the fact that there would be legal challenges to find out, you know, to sort out, I guess, as I said before, the restrictions that stand and what's, you know, what's going to fall in the case of that. So really, you know what, you're going to keep going back to the states. That's what's going to happen. It was just those 2 years ago when the court used the Constitution, the Second Amendment, saying flat out, I remember we talked about it a ton. I was on the air doing American Night, that the Second Amendment protects your right to possess guns, at least for self-defense in the home. But as many of you know listening to me, in Illinois, in Connecticut, in Kentucky, wherever you're listening, you know it's different across the board. It depends on where you live. But this would be big for Chicago. I mean, this would be huge for Chicago if this happens. Changes the way of life. I've got a cousin who grew up around guns, has hunted his whole life, feels comfortable with them, lives in Chicago, and has lived in Chicago for the past maybe 6 years, and has griped to me a lot about the gun thing. And now they're on the verge of that being lifted. What a huge change. Some, the opposition, think it's going to make it that much worse in Chicago, but I don't agree, because the people who are bringing this up before the Supreme Court, who are part of this, have their own individual reasons and brutal things that happen to them. And this way, you have the choice. You're living on the south side of Chicago, and someone's busting it up and coming into your house, trying to steal your stuff and ready to do whatever it takes to get that stuff. You have a way to protect yourself. You have the right to bear arms. And all I say is know how to use the guns. Know how to correctly know what you're doing so that you don't have the problem of a gun, you know, jamming up on you, not knowing if it's loaded or not loaded, the whole safety thing, because trust me, there are people out there that don't know what they're doing with guns, and then that's scary. So you don't want to see that. But it looks like the Supreme's pretty much has spelled it out, that this is almost a slam dunk in this case, and it's probably not surprising due to what happened with D.C. Since they've already gone in that direction, I didn't assume they wouldn't back up the Constitution this time around. I'm going to leave you with this thought from Sam Goldwyn, who said, I don't want any yes men around me. I want everybody to tell me the truth, even if it costs them their jobs. Ooh, food for thought.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
Okay, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?